T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You guys haven't
seen. Will the Cavs have the magic tonight?
Because they have them, but do they have magic? I see what you did there. Have you been paying attention what Bol Bol has done this year?
So, no.
It's insane.
But I've had fun watching his career.
There was so much hype for so long, including when he went to Oregon. And it's just injuries and just never gotten on the court and, you know, not conditioning. He's kind of getting used to the NBA, and this year he is so much fun to watch. Magic probably going to lose by 20 points, but Bol Bol will make it watchable. Let's go ahead and welcome on Cavs legend Austin Carr on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. First off, want to say thank you for joining us. Second off, are you big on Bol Bol like I am big on Bol Bol?
You are, yes. I'm happy for him because, like you said, he had a lot of hype coming in. And after I've had a chance to watch him play, the young man, he plays the game well. I mean, for a guy as thin as he is, he still finds a way to get his hand on the ball around the basket, and he shoots the ball much better than I thought. And for a guy his size, he can run the floor very well.
Austin, the Cavs are 14-8 after 22 games. Do you think they're ahead of, behind, or right where you thought they'd be at this point in the season?
Yeah, I think we are. I'd say a little bit ahead because I was thinking it would be a little tougher for the adjustment with Donovan coming in and learning how to get that together. And then you throw in a few injuries. I mean, it's amazing how we've been able to really keep it going. I mean, but that 8-1 start really gave us a little cushion. So now we're about to see, because all the league is, you know, the league catches up to you. Now you have to make your adjustments, and it's our time to make adjustments now. So I'm anxious to see how we adjust to what the league is going to do to us, because you already see the Pistons and the Raptors, they tried to force our offense out further away from the basket because of our guards and trying to make us play in space. So we have to adjust to that, and they're starting to do that. So there's a lot of different little nuances that are going on, but at the same time, I think the Cavs have the talent. Now, I'll preface that too with also saying that the bench has to produce. Now, when Love comes back, that'll help, and when Rubio gets back, that'll really help. I think if Rubio comes back anywhere close to what he was when he left, that'll help the whole team. So there's opportunities for this team forward. And I'm glad that all the adversity, most of it is happening now, so we can find ways to adjust to it before we get to the serious part of the season.
Austin, when they got Donovan Mitchell, you know, this before the season, I should say, did that turn the Cavs into a team that maybe was a borderline, you know, 6-7 seed to a legitimate contender in the Eastern Conference?
I think it did. People were only concerned about how it would work with he and Darius, but I think it did. It did definitely, when you put a player of his caliber. What I didn't realize was how well he plays in a team concept. Because in Utah, all they were about was just throwing up threes and running up and down the floor. And they really didn't do much on the defensive end. They tried to outscore you. But Donovan has a very good sense of the game. And I'm looking forward to what we can develop into, because each game he and Garland get a little bit familiar with how to play off of each other and how to play together. And if they can get that down, then really it's going to be and what I would see was the two guards scoring around 25 to 20 points a game, 7-8 assists apiece, and that will get the big guys into double-doubles every night. Now, if we can get to that point, then we're going to be a tough team to handle. I don't care what, if playoffs or whatever, we'll be a tough team to handle.
Austin Carr, Cavs legend, Cavs analyst for Bally Sports on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, breaking down the Cavaliers, who play the Orlando Magic tonight at home. Fortunately for us, they're 9-1 at home. I want to get more into this idea of Donovan, because it was so weird. The scuttlebutt in Utah was, well, he's very much, you know, he wants to be treated like a superstar, right? Him and Gobert, there's tension there. And, like, last night, there were moments that we saw him encourage Evan Mobley. There have been moments where he's kind of went over and taken accountability, and he just seems like it's a perfect fit in terms of the human side of things. How do you think he's fit in through 22 games?
It's almost like a situation that I didn't think would happen. Like you said, I knew what all the scuttlebutt was about and out there, but that, I mean, he's a team player. It's amazing. He's a defensive player. And you're right. He encourages the players to because he knows he can't do it by himself. So that he encourages everybody to be productive and really what to me, what's impressive to me is the culture that Biggerstaff is trying to present here. When a guy comes here and fits in like he has, that means our culture is starting to permeate into the rest of everybody. So that means that when a guy comes in here of that ilk, of that talent, that he knows what's expected of him and the type of ball to play. Same thing with the Celtics, the Lakers, but they just don't have the talent this year. But the teams that are perennial, top of the line guys, they always, you know, when you get there, what type of ball you have to play. And that, to me, is the most important thing that I see.
Austin, what do you see the role for Caris LeVert the rest of the season?
Probably coming off the bench. Because, you know, if he's a versatile guy, he can do a lot of different things. So, to me, he has more opportunity to do that coming off the bench, because the starters are pretty much locked in. And if he was a more dynamic shooter, I would say he would have the starting five would be a good spot. But he's more of a scorer than a shooter, so the coming off the bench is where he can come in, he can do his thing, and really not interfere with the flow of the offense like he probably has been doing it on the starting side of the picture. So I look at it as a good fit for him, and all we just need is for him to continue to be aggressive. He plays good, solid defense, and keep his confidence level up. He's the kind of guy I see that you always have to keep patting him on the back. And if I was playing with him, I would make him feel like he's on top of the world, you know, because when he's feeling good, he's playing good.
AC, have you seen development from Evan Mobley this year, from his rookie year last year?
The biggest development I've seen is puts the ball on the floor, he's quicker. Last year he would be more deliberate, and they would double team him and really get him all screwed up. He doesn't get in that position a lot now, and he realizes that around that basket you have to be a physical player. And he's learning one thing that I thought he had to learn, and that's to learn how to use his height around the basket. Because if you notice last season and a little bit of this season, he would always get the rebound and wants to shoot a jump shot or come down with it. And I told him, I said, when you get the ball around that basket, and you don't have time to bring it down and shoot a jump shot, you have to learn how to use your extension at your size and learn how to use your wrist with shots around the basket, shoot the ball to the square, easiest way. Kareem made a living off of shooting the ball to the square from 7'3" or 7'4" size. I mean, it's just such an easy shot. And he can do it with left or right hand. So it takes a lot of pressure off you from that banging inside, because you see sometimes Allen with that banging on a continual basis, which he does anyway naturally, that sometimes you end up on the floor, and the floors don't give. So you kind of want to learn how to, when a guy gets under you at your size, keep the ball up and use your height from that point.
AC, you've seen over 50 years of NBA basketball since being drafted by this team in, what, 1971? I'm not – sorry, I realize I'm not accusing you
Man,
of anything.
That's a long time.
I'm sorry to do that.
Are you an ageist?
I'm sorry. I'm not an ageist. But I do want to know, like, when you watch Evan Mobley play, like, is there a guy that you remember over the last 50 years that maybe he reminds you of?
Oh, boy. He has a little bit of everything. I mean the way he handles the ball and run up and down the floor, he has, like I said, it's hard to pigeonhole him with one style, because he always shows you a little bit something different. You know, his ball handling, his defensive ability is off the chart. He reminds me of, now, a lot of people might not remember, he reminds me a lot of Russell. With Russell, because I only saw Russell play in live maybe one or two times when I was in college, because by the time I got to the pros, he was gone. But he reminds me a lot of Russell, who plays defense with angles. And in other words, if you come into the basket, then I'm going to beat you to the angle where I'm thinking the ball is going to be. And he does that so well. I mean, he has a little bit of everybody in him, is what I'm trying to say.
All the
good big men.
Sorry about that, buddy. I think you cut out for a second.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
So with that, I did want to ask you. I know my guy Dustin Fox asked you about Caris LeVert earlier in the show. I do want to know, though, who do you think fits best as the fifth starter in this lineup?
Well, right now it looks like Stevens. Now until further notice, I would have to say he does, because right now it seems like he adds a dimension to our starting five that really fits. And, you know, even though he's not a prolific scorer, but he's a consistent if he shoots five times, he usually makes three of them. And they all are attacking the basket. And once in a while, when teams start to sag off of other guys, he'll make that three. So, and other than that, on the other end, he's been tough on the other end. He's defensively, he's always just like a coral in your face. So it makes it a good fit for the starters with him in the lineup, I think. So we'll see. He might be coming back tonight. I'm not sure. But if he comes back tonight, we'll see how it helps. But tonight, the Cavs have to make sure that they don't underestimate this team and come out ready to play, because if you come out ready to play defensively against this team, they're prone to making turnovers, and you have to force them into those turnovers. Then you can get into your game, which to me, when the Cavs are playing defense first, they are really hard to beat.
AC, great stuff. We really appreciate you, and I promise you for the last time, I'm not an ageist. I respect you.
That's all right. Hey, I'm just happy that I'm here, been able to hang along for 50 years. It's good.
Doing a pretty darn good job. Stuff, thank buddy. You so much. Austin Carr there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.